الحمد لله الذي فضل علينا بكثرة الأنبياء والمرسلين وجعلنا من أمته سيد الأولين والآخرين حبيب إله العالمين الذي كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين شفيع المذنبين أبي القاسم محمد. وجعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين. سيد الوصيين أفضل المجاهدين أول الصادقين أبي الحسنين نور الشهدين غالب كل غالب علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى آلهم الطيبين الطاهرين المعشومين المظلومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين أرواحنا لتراب مقدمه الفداء الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. ولعنة الدائمة السرمدية على أعدائهم وقتلتهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم ومناقبهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال إمامنا الكاظم عليه الصلاة والسلام: ينادي منادي يوم القيامة ألا من كان له على الله أجر فليقم فلا يقوم إلا من عفا وأصلح فأجره على الله. Felicitations and tabrik to Imam of our time, Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, صاحب العصر والزمان عليه السلام. On the birth night of Bab al-Hawaij. And on this night of commemoration of the day of the seventh Imam alayhi salatu wassalam also. And I extend my felicitations to the mu'mineen gathered here and worldwide. And I pray to Almighty Allah to grant us the ziyarat of Bab al-Hawaij, both the Bab al-Hawaij inshaAllah in this world and the shafa'a in the hereafter. And may he hasten the reappearance of Hujjat ibn al-Hasan, sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam. Waj'alna min awanihi wa ansarihi wa shi'atihi wa muhabbihi wa thairina tahta liwaihi wa al-mustashhadina bayna yadayh. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Human is always looking for guidance at every level. And therefore he requires guidance at every level because Almighty Allah has left him and he has created him as an ignorant being from the beginning. And he expects him to be a perfect human being before he comes and before this human being, this creation, comes and meets or comes to Almighty Allah or returns to Almighty Allah. Therefore it has been incumbent upon Almighty Allah to give him such examples so that those examples should be so perfect that a person, a human being, can emulate this example and become a perfect person himself, a perfect human being. And those perfect examples which Almighty Allah has laid are called the Hujjah, the Anbiya, or the Imams. And of course there is a difference between the ordinary person and the Imam, because the Imams are those who are appointed by Almighty Allah. They are perfect beings and the perfect examples. And if at all there is any mistake from the imam, then he would not be a perfect example in every level. Therefore, there cannot be any point where imam can miss out. Otherwise, he wouldn't be the hujjah and a complete proof of Almighty Allah for the humanity. Since human has different variety, some people are scientists, some people are mathematicians, some people are different subjects. Different viewpoints of every mind is different. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam can be a perfect hujjah only when he is capable to understand everyone and be a perfect hujjah and a perfect being and a perfect example for that kind and that dimension. Therefore, as many dimensions that a human can create and think of, Imam is a perfect example for every dimension and every person. Whether a person is ignorant, whether a person is learned, Imam is a perfect example for the grades and every level too. Otherwise, Imam, if at all he would be just for the learned people, then what about those people who are ignorant? Therefore, Imam is a hujjah not only for the learned people, he is also a hujjah for entire humanity. Is he only the hujjah and the proof for entire humanity? No, he is hujjah for entire creation of Almighty Allah. Therefore, all the facets of the creation of Almighty Allah, for them, Imam is the hujjah, an ultimate proof of Almighty Allah. That is the reason it is said in the hadith, لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةِ لَسَخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. If there is no proof of Almighty Allah on this earth for the entire creation, there is no purpose of the skies and the earth to be stagnant and be placed in itself. Therefore, it would cause destruction when the hujjah is not there. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah will not accept any blame. You can't say on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, well, you are at fault because. There is no because over there. So one person who is the hujjah, he has to be perfect in every facet. We have talents in different varieties, in different places. Say, for example, there are some polyglots. Polyglots are those who can speak multiple languages. Now, for example, there was a 20-year-old from America youth. He could speak 20 languages. So people were fascinated. He could speak Farsi, he could speak Arabic, he's a polyglot. He just learned, he tuned himself to learn those human created languages. And people were fascinated. Oh my God, what do you say this one, and what is the translation of this sentence and in so and so language? And 20 languages at the age of 20, very popular. But these are man-made languages. These are communication which are man-made. If Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is imperfect in any man-made languages too, then he cannot be the proof. So he has to be perfect in the man-made designs also, because that is the level of understanding of the human being. That is the reason it is said in the courtyard of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. This riwayat that I'm reciting is from Sadruddin Hanafi. Sadruddin Hanafi is non-Shia writer. He is writing the Fadail of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam, the seventh Imam. Sadruddin Hanafi says that in the courtyard of Imam al-Ridha, Ishaq was sitting down. Imam al-Ridha said, once Ishaq was sitting down in the presence of the seventh Imam, my father, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. And a man came to the Imam and he started speaking in a different language, which the Rawi, the person present, Ishaq, could not understand. Imam replied in the same dialect in which the question came in. The newcomer who arrived with the question, he left. And then Ishaq says to the seventh Imam, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, what was this language? I never understood. What was this dialect? Imam said, this language is called a Tibet language from China. This man was from China, Tibet. Today we are talking about Tibet language. Today we have understood, oh, there is a Tibet language, all right. Today, Imam was speaking the Tibet language with that person, and he responded to the person. This is the man-made language. So the Rabbi says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, you've never lived outside the Arab world. How did you know that language? Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, because I'm the Hujjah, because I'm the proof of Almighty Allah. I have to be able to communicate with every individual in his dialect. Then only I can be the Hujjah. Rather, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, you think that I know all the dialects and the languages of all the worlds? No, not only human made. The natural languages of the birds, of the creatures, of entire creation, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has the knowledge of complete languages of all the creation. That is the difference, that a human being can be talented, he can learn 20 languages. 50 languages, he can be a polyglot, but it is man-made languages. He is still learning how the animals would respond. He is still learning how the things would respond, and so on. But Imam is the one who knows the languages. Today we are talking of computers, and we are talking of machine languages. Imam is the one who talks machine languages. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So Imam is a proof, Imam is the Hujjah for the entire creation. It is not only the languages, where the Imam is a perfect example. He can communicate with anyone, anytime, in any language, any creation. That is one part of it only. Imam reaches everywhere also. Now we could be having people talented, but in one dimension. Imam is the one who is talented in every dimension. Otherwise he can't be a Hujjah. Harun al-Rashid is the king. No, he is a tyrannical king. He is a zalim. King of the time of our seventh holy Imam, Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam's activity was such, and he was so soft and so polite, that Harun al-Rashid could not attack the Imam directly. Because if it were, he would attack the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, then the public would go against Harun al-Rashid. To safeguard his face, he tried several methods of killing the seventh Imam. Several methods. One of the methods he adopted is he called, the people of the Badia Nashin, the people of the village. They are very simple people. Remote village of Kurdistan. From Turkey, Turkish Kurds. Nowadays we are having highlights in the news, isn't it, about the Turkish Kurds? Yes. At that time it was just small villages were there. From a small village he picked up those simple people, some Turkish Kurds, Kurdish people. And he brought them and trained them so that they could kill our seventh Imam. What did he do? He created an effigy of the seventh Imam. And then he gave them practice so that as soon as that effigy entered the hall, these Kurdish men of the small town or village would just cut this effigy into pieces. That was the training they were given. So now they had developed the habit of whenever this effigy would enter, they would cut it into pieces without looking at it, without questioning. They would just jump on it and slaughter. Then Harun al-Rashid said, now your practice is over, you are perfect now. You are now having 3-star, 4-star, you are commandos now. Now I am bringing the original person whom I want you to attack. So you hide in your hideouts the way you have been hiding. And as soon as he enters, you cut him into pieces. They said, all right, if we are getting money, why not? We have been practiced, we have been given such a position. Normally people are sold out because of money, because of position, because of general izzah, integrity. People are sold out. Or because of food, or because of interest. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Interest. It's only the hujjah, it's only the mu'mineen who are not getting sold out. They just are rigid. Why? They can't be sold out. Because they do everything qurbatan ila Allah ta'ala, for the sake of Almighty Allah. And therefore no influence falls on them. They may fall into error sometimes. Anyway, these people of very simple people of remote village, people of village even nowadays are very simple. You talk to them, you see the way how they are living, such simple people. They don't realize how tricky the world has become. They don't even know. Now these simple people were trained to become commandos and they were given those high salary just to attack one person and kill one person who was the 70 man. And now Harun Rashid said, you are now prepared and you are ready. Your training is over. Now I'm bringing you in the practical scenario. And as soon as this man enters the courtyard, you attack him and cut him into pieces. They said, sure, we'll do that. Harun Rashid called the 70 man, but he called him at night. Now, we have to understand one thing. At that time, there was no bright lights like this. There was no electricity. There were candles. Mash'al. So in that dark of the night, with less light, you don't recognize the face of the person whom you are attacking also. So this was a cover of night, cover of darkness, with lesser light. Therefore, they could not, even if they wanted not to attack the 70 man, he made sure that the situation was such that they would attack the 70 man first, number one. So he asked the imam to come at night, number one. Number two, he made them drunk. So these people were intoxicated. They were not in their senses. They were just ready to, with that instinct that they had practiced, just to attack the imam and kill the imam. Now came the imam. As soon as the imam entered, these people who were trained to attack the imam, who were drunkard and their brains were not working also. It was dark that they could not see the face also. They wanted to attack the imam, and all of a sudden something happened and they came to see the face. And they saw this face and they threw away their swords and they started bowing on the feet of the 70 Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. All of them. And they said, Ya ibn Rasulullah, As-salamu alayka ibn Rasulullah, As-salamu alayka ibn Rasulullah. Harun al-Rashid was looking from there. He said, what happened to these mad people, these intoxicated people, these people whom I brought them in darkness, the people whom I trained? Harun Rashid could not do anything. Oh, he came forward, you know. Now, he changed his tactic. He saw that his plot has failed. He said, Ibn Rasulullah, why did you take all this trouble of coming at this late hour of the night? Harun al-Rashid, you called me. Oh, sorry, Ibn Rasulullah. Maybe there was a messenger mistake. No, Ibn Rasulullah, please go. Don't worry about it. Take him back home safely. Please, guards, go and lead him and give him some, take gifts with him also. So Imam alayhi salatu wasalam returned safely at home. But then, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. But Harun al-Rashid called these people whom he had paid heavily. He said, are you people stupid? Why I am paying you? I trained you. All these things, why didn't you fulfill? Why didn't you tear him apart? He said, oh Harun, you wanted us to kill this man? Of course I wanted you to kill him. But we can't kill this man. Why can't you kill him? He said, because he is our Mushkil Kusha. He said, but how do you know him? You are living in remote village. He said, whenever we are stuck in trouble, we call for Almighty Allah to send us the help. This is the man who comes and resolves all our problems. Hujjatullah ala al-khalq is perfect in every level. He is hujjah in every level. For simple people also. Bikum allamana Allah ma'alim deenina wa aslaha ma kana fasada min dunyana. Because of you, Almighty Allah has resolved all our problems of this world. He will resolve all our problems of the hereafter because of them. That's different thing. All the troubles of this world can be resolved only through Muhammad and Ali Muhammad salawatullahi alayhi majma'in. We are just praising Ahlul Bayt. We are following Ahlul Bayt. We are loving Ahlul Bayt. Because there is no solution for us. There is no guaranteed solution for the trouble of this world except at the door of Ahlul Bayt. For Almighty Allah has made them Mushkil Kusha and Bab al-Hawa'ij. And the seventh Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, one of his titles is Bab al-Hawa'ij. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. میں سوچ رہا تھا کہ یہ حدیث کا بھی ترجمہ کر لوں جو میں نے سلام کلام قرار دیا ہے تاکہ اس کا بھی تھوڑا سا تبرکن ساتویں امام کا یہ جملہ بھی اس کا ٹرانسلیشن ہو جائے. یونادی منادن یوم القیامہ. The seventh Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, there will be a caller who will call out. He will summon those individuals. أَلَا مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَجْرٌ فَلْيَقُمْ. He will call out and he will say, those who have the haq on Allah, the rights on Allah, or their rights are obligatory to be paid by Allah, they should stand up. And whom Allah will personally reward. Then the seventh Imam says, Fala yakum. That day, look, all, every creation, Allah's rights are there on the creation, and Allah's ihsan and mercy is there on every creation. But the seventh Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, there are some people whose rights are wajib on Allah, and Allah will personally reward them. In that case, we have to understand that the rights on Allah, haq on Allah, what is that ihsan? What is the attribute which a human can create that there can be ihsan on Allah? And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, there will be two kinds of people who will rise, who have ihsan on Allah, who will be rewarded by Allah directly and personally. One, man afa. The people who forgave others. And the second, wa aslaha, and whoever improved and reformed himself, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then for them the rights is on Allah to pay them back on the day of Qiyamah. Those who forgive and those who reform themselves. Today I've made a mistake, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I reform myself. Ya Allah, may Almighty Allah grant us the tawfiq of forgiveness and reformation in this world, so that we are from those whom Almighty Allah will count on the day of Qiyamah. فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ inshaAllah. بِبَرْكَةِ صَلَوَاتِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدُ. امام جب اپنے دشمنوں سے بھی بات کرتے تھے نا, اپنے رائیولز سے بات کرتے تھے, تو اس میں بھی عفا و اصلحہ تھا, بخشش بھی تھی, گائیڈنس بھی تھی, رحم مرسی بھی تھی. بہت پیار سے سمجھاتے تھے, بہت پیار سے. ساتھ میں امام علیہ السلام یہ وہ امام ہے کہ جن کے زمانے میں امامت بڑی ٹیسٹ ہوئی ہے, بہت ٹیسٹ ہوئی, اس لیے کہ آج تک جتنے امام ہوتے آئے ہیں وہ سب امام بڑے بیٹے ہوا کرتے تھے. یعنی امام حسین کے بڑے بیٹے امام زین العابدین, امام زین العابدین کے بڑے بیٹے امام محمد باقر, امام محمد باقر کے بڑے بیٹے امام صادق. یہ پہلے امام ہیں جو چھوٹے ہیں, یعنی جو سیکنڈ بیٹے ہیں, جو سیکنڈ سن ہیں سکسٹھ امام کے. لہذا ان کے لیے امامت کا بڑا چیلنج تھا. چیلنج یہ تھا کہ لوگ یہ کہہ رہے تھے کہ از دس دا امام یا اس کے چھوٹا والا عبداللہ افتح امام, کیونکہ سیونتھ امام کچھ اپنی امامت کے بارے میں کچھ نہیں کہتے تھے اور عبداللہ افتح اپنی امامت ایڈورٹائز کر رہا تھا, تو لوگ کنفیوز ہو رہے تھے کہ ایڈورٹائز یہ کر رہا ہے لہذا امامت اس کی ہوگی, وہ خاموش ہے لہذا امامت اس کی نہیں ہوگی کیونکہ کلیم نہیں کر رہا. مگر جب ٹائم آیا لوگوں نے عبداللہ افتحہ کے کلیم کے اوپر اس کی امامت کو مان لیا. مگر جب ٹائم آیا نا ساتویں امام کے ظہور کا, تب ساتویں امام نے اپنے بھائی عبداللہ افتحہ کو بلوایا, لوگ جمع تھے ساتویں امام کے. ساتویں امام دیکھیں, ہیرا کو پہچاننے والا جوہری چاہیے. ہر ایک آدمی ہیرے کو نہیں پہچان سکتا. بھئی ایک بازاری آدمی کو کیا پتا کہ یہ زرکون ہے یا ہیرا ہے, اس کو پتا نہیں ہوتا. ہیرے کی پہچان جوہری کر سکتا ہے. لہذا جو لوگ ساتویں امام کے پاس آتے تھے وہاں جوہر دیکھتے تھے, پہچان لیتے تھے, اور جب عبداللہ افتحہ کے پاس جاتے تھے دیکھتے تھے یہاں پر خالی ڈبا ہے, آواز کر رہا ہے مگر ڈبا خالی ہے. تو ظاہر ہے امام حجت ہوتی ہے ہر فیصد کے لیے, ہر قوم کے لیے, ہر چیز کے لیے, ہر جگہ کے لیے. تو بہت سارے لوگ جمع ہو گئے تھے ساتویں امام کے دربار میں. اسی اثنا میں ساتویں امام نے اپنے بھائی عبداللہ افتحہ کو بلایا جس نے امامت کو کلیم کیا تھا, میرے بھائی چلے آؤ. امام نے اپنے غلاموں سے کہا کہ ذرا آگ سلگاؤ, آگ جلاؤ. لکڑیاں اس زمانے میں کوئی اون یا سٹو نہیں تھا آگ جلانے کے لیے, اس زمانے میں جو ہے وہ لکڑیاں جلائی جاتی تھی. چنانچہ لکڑیوں کا بار لگایا گیا اور وہاں لکڑیوں میں آگ لگا دی. اب شعلے, اب ظاہر ہے اس کی فلیمز بہت بڑی ہونے لگی. امام علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اس شعلے میں, اس برننگ فلیمز کے اوپر جا کے بیٹھ گئے, تشریف رکھتے, اور بیٹھ کر لوگوں سے کہا پوچھو مجھ سے جو پوچھ رہے ہو, جیسے کنورسیشن ہو رہی, پوچھو مجھ سے. ارے کیوں پوچھو, کیا پوچھو, ارے میں سلونی کا بیٹا ہوں, پوچھو. لوگ پوچھتے گئے, امام جواب دیتے گئے. اسی اثنا میں عبداللہ افتحہ بھی آیا. اس نے دیکھا یہ میرا بھائی کیا کر رہا ہے, آگ کے اوپر بیٹھا ہوا اور آرام سے, شعلے اتنے اتنے بڑے ہو رہے ہیں اور اس کے دامن میں کچھ جلن ہی نہیں ہو رہی, یہ عجیب لوگ ہیں, یہ کیا ہو گیا ہے. اور آرام آرام سے امام جواب دے رہے ہیں. تھوڑی دیر کے بعد امام اٹھے, اپنے دامن سے وہ ایشز کو جھاڑ دیا اور جھاڑ کے باہر آئے, کہنے لگے عبداللہ افتحہ تم نے بھی تو امامت کلیم کی ہے, जरा आओ ना, तुम भी आग पर बैठकर दिखा दो या नारो कूनी बर्दम व सलामन अला इब्राहिम होता है या नहीं होता। अब्दुल्ला अफ्ताह चला गया। तो कहने का मतलब यह, इमाम हुज्जत होता है हर जमाने के लिए, हर तरीके के लिए। अब देखिए, वहां पर भी जब अपने भाई को नसीहत करने की बात आई तो इमाम ने पहले एग्जाम्पल दिखाया, मैं ये कर सकता हूं, तुम कर सकते हो तो बताओ, हुज्जत हो तो बताओ। ये है अल्लाह की हुज्जत, जो अफा व असलहा, माफ भी करता है और इसलाह भी करता है लोगों की, करेक्शन भी करता है लोगों की, लोगों की मदद भी करता है हर जगह से। इसीलिए हम इन अइमा ताहिरीन अलैहिस्सलाम को मानते हैं, क्योंकि ये अफा और असलहा में ये हमारी दुनिया भी बनाते हैं और हमारी आखरत भी बनाते हैं। हम परवरदिगार आलम से दुआ करते हैं, परवरदिगार इमाम मूसा काज़िम बाबुल हवाइज अलैहिस्सलाम का वास्ता हाजिरीन महफिल बानियान महफिल की दिली मुरादों को पूरा फरमा। परवरदिगार जो परेशान हाल मोमिनीन हैं उनकी परेशानी को दूर फरमा। जो रिस्क तलबगार मोमिनीन हैं उनके रिस्क हलाल का जरिया मुहैया फरमा। जिनके रिस्क हलाल लगे हुए उन वसअत व तरक्की इनायत फरमा। जो मकरूज़ हैं उनके कर्ज़ों को अदा फरमा। परवरदिगार इमाम मूसा काज़िम अलैहिस्सलाम का वास्ता। और आज के दिन बाबुल हवाइज एक और रिवायत के एतबार से अबुल फजल अब्बास की भी विलादत का दिन है, शब है। परवरदिगारा अबुल फजल अब्बास बाबुल हवाइज का भी वास्ता। परवरदिगारा इमाम ज़माना के ज़ुहूर में ताजील फरमा, हमको उनके नासरीन में शुमार फरमा। बर मोहम्मद व आल मोहम्मद सलावात।